And joining us to discuss the presidential campaign is Will Salatam, political analyst for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Hi, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
First of all, John Kerry has now won 10 of the first 12 states to vote in the Democratic primaries and caucuses. It's February 9th. Does that mean the race is over?
Yeah, pretty close to it. Part of the problem is that John Kerry is running away with the delegate count. He's got over 400 delegates now. He's winning all the primaries. The larger problem is that no one else is getting the oxygen to fight him. You know, he's up against basically three wounded candidates in Howard Dean, John Edwards, and Wesley Clark. Howard Dean is, by most accounts, finished. You know, a major union pulled its support from him over the weekend. And John Edwards, who might have had a shot at Kerry, is getting killed by Wesley Clark, competing with Edwards in the two states that are coming up. Tennessee and Virginia are about to vote. Edwards desperately needs to win both of those states. Right now, the polls show that John Kerry is going to win both of those states, basically because Edwards and Clark are splitting the southern vote.
And we keep hearing this term electability, that Kerry is the most electable of the candidates. Pretty pragmatic for the Democrats.
Yeah, you know, and it's a little bit tricky. If you look at these exit polls, they do show that a lot of voters are voting not for the candidate they want to be president, but they're voting for the candidate who they think other people will vote for. In other words, here you have all these voters playing pundit. Now, we pundits have a pretty good track record of showing how wrong punditry can be. And when you have voters doing it, what you have is them possibly nominating a candidate, thinking other people will vote for that candidate, except maybe it isn't true. And one thing I've been doing over the last week is looking at these exit polls and looking at national polls to see, are the voters correct in their punditry about which is the most electable candidate? They're voting for John Kerry, believing he's the most electable. But when you look at polling as to independents, the people who are actually going to vote for who they want to be president and who may swing the election, in some of these polls, it looks like Edwards would have been a better candidate than Kerry. So these folks who are voting for Kerry thinking that he's electable may turn out to rue their decision.
Hmm. And on the Republican side, the big news over the weekend, President Bush on Meet the Press. Here's a clip of him on that program.
The recession started upon my arrival. Could have been, some say February, some say March, some speculate maybe earlier it started. But nevertheless, it happened as we showed up here.
Now, Will, was this our first glimpse of the president as candidate?
Yeah, obviously the White House felt that after the Democrats had been wailing on them for a couple of months and the Democratic Party being fairly unified now behind John Kerry, that the White House needed to come out and have President Bush present his side of the story. So he defended his position on Iraq. He defended his record on the economy. You know, I've said before about Bush, if you disagree with him, he can be exasperating. If you agree with him, he can be even more exasperating because he is so inept with the English language. What he says there, you know, you can see people in the White House banging their foreheads saying, no, George, the line was the recession started before we arrived, not when we arrived, not in February or March after you were president. Here Bush has given Democrats a video clip of him basically saying that the recession started on his watch when, of course, the point was to say that the recession started before his watch.
And the president did acknowledge on Meet the Press that he may have been wrong to say before the war that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. What did we learn about how the White House will deal with that issue in the campaign?
Bush gave this interview basically because his own chief weapons inspector came back and told Congress, you know, those weapons of mass destruction the president was talking about, gosh, we just can't find them. So Bush goes on and does this interview basically to say, well, I may have gotten some of the particulars wrong, or we may not have the evidence yet, but in the big picture, I understand how the world is. The world is a dangerous place. We have to assume the worst. And, you know, that was the whole justification for the war in Iraq in the first place. It's a very kind of strange notion of reality, though, that Bush understands how the world is in general, and the Democrats don't. And therefore, you're supposed to look past the fact that on all of the specifics that Bush laid out in making the case for the war, he didn't get how the world was. These weapons weren't there. It's basically an assertion that the reality that you should care about is that Bush understands how the world is in general, even though on the specifics he was all wrong.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatam, who writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Madeline.